It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today. Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
For so many years, pretending like I was fine and pretending like I got this, I am a tough bitch, because I am, but I also just was neglecting how much help I actually needed.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host, and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. Today I have Lissa Gilmore with me. Lissa is a content creator with over 35,000 followers, and she is the host of the Unwinding podcast, where she talks about topics surrounding self-growth, heartbreak, and healing. So Lissa, welcome to I Missed Me. So excited to have you here.
Hi. So happy to be here.
I am super excited because we're going to talk about heartbreak and relationships and everything that our listeners love. So my first question to you before getting onto today's topic is, like, what made you start your podcast? Because every time that I interview any other podcast host, I like to start with, like, your journey.
Honestly, it came from not being able to shut the fuck up and wanting so bad to be mysterious, but I can't. And I think when I first discovered podcasts, I was like, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Because I always knew I wanted to share in some way online, but I always felt so, and still do, feel like resistant to taking photos or videos. Like, that part is, I love it. I love consuming it. I love watching it, but I feel very resistant towards it in a way. I enjoy it and I do it, but it's like, it's hard for me. I feel like I have to push myself to do that.
Do you have a reason for that?
I don't know. I think, I mean, probably if we like went deep, I probably just nitpick too much, or I never feel like something is good enough probably. Mm-hmm. But I also feel weird sharing in that way. I don't know. It makes me feel like vulnerable, but for some reason I can get on a microphone and talk about like my deepest traumas, and that doesn't feel weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I love the medium of it. And I think when I discovered it, I was like, I love it because ultimately it's like telling stories, you know, and it's what I enjoy the most. Honestly, it's like the conversation about in social media is what I enjoy the most.
I love that. Getting into today's topics and everything that you talk about on your podcast, what are like your biggest like red flags when it comes to starting like dating?
I love red flags and icks. I feel like we love to talk about that, and I love it so much. But I think for me, it's so situational. Like, obviously I could tell you my biggest red flag is, I think, how they treat people around them. Like, how somebody, anybody, could be a friend, it could be a man, it doesn't matter. How you treat the people around you, I'm super aware of that. And I'm very cautious of that. That's like my biggest one. Mm. But aside from that, like, of course, the big ones, like, I don't know, just being shady or things like that. But it's interesting because I was thinking about this and there's some red flags that if I told you about like a guy that I dated, you know, like for, I'll give you an example. This guy that I dated who was fucking the monster.
Yeah. We've had those.
he always took his phone everywhere, always had it face down and didn't have social media. Those weren't red flags to me in the moment. Like they weren't because I respect that. I don't think everybody needs to be on social media. I have a lot of friends that don't enjoy it. I take my phone everywhere, like everywhere. So to me, that wasn't alarming.
Right.
But then obviously months later when I discovered everything that was going on, I was like, cheating? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, it all adds up. Right. So in that regard, it was a red flag, but do you know what I mean? So it's so situational.
Yeah. You don't see it in the moment, but then you start like realizing.
Obviously, like I think it's all about how you feel, how somebody makes you feel. And
Where are you currently in a relationship?
No.
What are like your non-negotiables that you're like, this person has to have this, this and that. Cause like when you're like independent and like have your shit together, you like, you look for someone that has their shit together. Yeah. And like you have your non-negotiables and expectations like super set. So what are like those that you can think of like, if this person doesn't have this, I'm not settling.
That's such a good question. I think because I've been single for a long time, I have a lot of expectations, which I think is okay. Mm-hmm. But I think a few things that I won't budge on are just, I think it goes back to like the values. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like you can't teach someone that, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that I think you can help someone through and quote unquote fix.
Yeah.
But I think if the values are not aligned, if we are not aligned on the way we treat people, the way we treat ourselves, the things that we want, wanting a family, valuing like our relationships, being ambitious, wanting to learn. I'm a very curious person. I love being around people who always want to grow in some way. I think there's also like a limit with that, you know, like I'm such a fucking Capricorn, like too much self-optimization is also not a way to live, I think. But yeah, I think those are probably the biggest ones that if those aren't there, I don't think we would be a match.
Yeah.
You know,
and like you said, I don't think that having a lot of expectations is a bad thing because you also know that you have a lot to offer.
Totally.
And that's a big thing for like our listeners is like, sometimes you think that you're too picky, but like also come back to yourself and be like, yeah, but I also have a lot to offer. And in that same topic of relationships, we were talking about friendships, which is also like a very important like part of our lives. What are those like quality traits or like things that you need in a friendship for it to work and for it to be healthy?
I love talking about friendships so much. It's such a big part of my life because I don't have a big family. I have a very, very, very small family. And thank God I like have found family in so many friendships. And I think when I think about the friends that I love the most and the friendships that are the strongest in my life that I always go back to that are like anchors for me. When I think about like what about them makes them so special, it always goes back to the same thing. Obviously it's a million things, but like high level, it goes back to truly how I'm able to show up. Because one of the things that a big word for me, something that I look for in people is feeling safe. Like that's a huge thing for me because when I feel safe, I am my best fucking self. And I want to give you my best self, you know? And the people that make me feel safe are people who, obviously they're kind, they're loving, they give me a safe space, they're non-judgmental, but they're also people who hold me accountable. Like they help me grow. They're going to call me out on my shit. And they're also people who, and this is like the biggest thing for me truly, is people who are able to celebrate me and celebrate my wins, celebrate my moments, and not feel like me having a win or me having a moment is taking away from theirs.
Right, and genuinely.
That's like, I swear that's one of the biggest, I like can't shut up about that because I will, like I've not been able to continue being friends with somebody or have them close in my life because I'm like, I shared something with you and I felt like you were so not happy for me. And that to me, it's not even about being happy for somebody. It's more, it shows me so much about a person.
Right.
You know? So I think those are the when I think about the friendships in my life that I like value the most, mm-hmm. they have a little bit and a lot of all of that.
Yeah. How can someone, because sometimes we stay in friendships because of our fear of like being alone, or I'm not going to have any friends anymore. And like we've always been told by like even TV when we were younger that like being without friends is like you're the loner and you're the weirdo. Like,
yeah.
How can someone lose that fear of like, it's okay to maybe not have friends and to like, it's better to not have friends than to be with the people that are not good for you.
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's so valid to feel fearful of not having friends. But I think what's worse than having friends that you're not happy about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would rather be alone than be with people that I don't feel great around, mm-hmm. like whether it's friendships or dating. And I think also a big thing with that is we're so scared to be uncomfortable. I think that's what it goes down to, right?
Yeah.
Like people stay in friendships or in relationships because they're scared to be alone, or because they feel like they've invested a certain amount of time. And because they've invested that time, it would be a waste to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think like, ultimately, sometimes we have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And realizing that being uncomfortable is not dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, personally, like if I'd rather just be alone than be with a friend who makes me feel like shit. Yeah. And also, I don't know, I feel like truly, this is so cliche, but like we only get one of these lives,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to be with people who don't like make you feel great or that you don't love? Like, I don't understand. Like truly, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I say this to my friends too. I'm like, why are you with this fucking loser?
Mm-hmm.
He sucks. Like, what are you doing? And I've been there. Okay, we've all been there. Maybe it's being 30, but even with friends, like, and I think also a big thing there is it really isn't about how many you have. I think that's also a fear. People are like scared to let a few friends go because they're like, oh, then I'm only gonna have one, or I'm
like,
only
the more friends
to,
that I have, the,
you know?
The more popular.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't
better.
Mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything.
It really doesn't.
And sometimes all it takes is having one. Like, and I think people undervalue that. It's like, that is one person that you get to call a friend. Like, it's a gift at the end of the day. Why do you need five?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's, I think, to answer your question, in short, learning to be okay with being alone, if that means you're not entertaining people who don't deserve you.
Mm-hmm. I think life, like you said, always puts us in an uncomfortable position on purpose. So that we can like learn how to be comfortable in uncomfortability. And if you haven't gone through it, you are going to go through it, because I feel like we all need it to grow. What was that point for you? And like, how did you get out of it? Or how did you like, again, work on being comfortable with feeling uncomfortable?
Like, what was the moment that I felt really uncomfortable?
Yeah. What was the moment where you like,
oh my God, I've had so many. I feel like.
Like a life-changing one.
I appreciate this, but I think I've been through a lot of hard shit. We all have, right? But I feel like I have had really big, like,
rock bottom.
Yeah. I think losing my dad was a huge one. Mm. And then my sister, like, is mentally ill. So that's also something that I don't wish upon anyone. Because I feel like at least my dad, not at least, oh my God, that sounds horrible. But it's,
I know what you mean.
Losing somebody, at least in my case, you know, he got sick. We had a year of trying to do everything possible, and then he passed away. So there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's heartbreaking. I would do anything to have him back, but it provides closure in a way. Whereas with my sister, it's an ongoing, everyday situation that literally it just is what it is.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it.
Hmm.
So that's uncomfortable on a daily basis. And what was your question? When?
Yeah, like how do you get used to...
Like navigating
to,
that?
Yeah, navigating uncomfortability.
I think... Sorry, so what I was saying was those two...
I don't know about you besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubbing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order. I don't know about you, besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
Things happened kind of back to back. And now, like I said, it's more ongoing. And so I've had moments where I'm like, I am so uncomfortable and I need to learn how to navigate all these things that are happening in my life better. For me, therapy was life-changing because it taught me how to actually be uncomfortable and understand that, again, being uncomfortable is, it's not dangerous. It's just, I have to learn how to better handle my anxiety, better handle my feelings, have an outlet, you know, understand what I need when I'm having these low days. So I think, yeah, I would probably say, I think when I was like 26, 27, all of these things kind of caught up to me because I was for so many years pretending like I was fine and pretending like I got this. I am a tough bitch because I am. But I also just was neglecting how much help I actually needed.
Yeah.
And that kind of resulted in me fixating on food and exercise. And then I developed just a horrible relationship with food and exercise. And ultimately, that's why I went to therapy. It wasn't even because of the other things that were happening. It was because of that.
And then you realized that you had.
Right. But once I got into therapy, my therapist was like, okay, listen, this is not about the food. This is not about your body. Like, there's so much here that we have to like uncover. And there's a reason why the food and the body thing happened. And I was controlling that because I felt like I couldn't control anything else that was happening. So that, I think, was my like one of my biggest rock bottom moments. And it was years of therapy, which is so fucking hard. Like, people think you like walk in, have this session, and then you walk out and you're like, okay, fixed.
Yeah, it's you realize so much stuff that you also have to deal with by yourself. Because like therapy is only like an hour session, but then you have to carry whatever you learn like the whole day.
It's hard. Right. Like, being in the session is nice and fun and difficult, and you vent and you cry and you laugh and, you know, you grow. But then you actually have to do everything.
The work after
and
that.
The exposure that happens when you like leave your therapist's office. Like, that was so hard. So I think since then, the last few years have been really about just like taking care of myself, you know, and learning how to, I'm a very anxious person, always have been, learning how to navigate that, learning how to deal with the things that happen in my life that I can't control, learning how to be uncomfortable, you know, learning how to not take out my issues on fixating on different things, whether it's working out, my body, food, all those things, you know? So really that's been like the last few years have been, let's figure all this shit out and, you know, try to get to a better place.
Yeah. Changing the topic a little bit and going back to something that you also talk a lot about on your podcast, which is situationships. And I know a lot of people that listen to I Miss Me are going through it. So how to escape it? Because I know that you have an episode where you talk about it and how to avoid it next time.
Okay. So I will just say, I love a situationship sometimes. Honestly, I purposely allow them to happen.
Right.
Okay. But I think we're asking, and I say this again, as somebody who has been there, I think we're asking the wrong question, because I have this conversation a lot with my friends and it's like, why do I always end up in this situation? Why do I always end up in situationships? And it's like, I love you, but you don't end up in them. You are letting them happen.
Yeah.
Like we really are. We're letting them happen because we're allowing different behaviors to happen. And sometimes, again, that's fine. It just depends on what you want. But I think it's honestly very simple. I think the way that we end up in a situationship is, and notice I said simple, not easy, because it's uncomfortable. Again, it really is because it requires like a conversation.
That's a huge thing.
I think the reason why we end up in these situationships is because we either didn't vocalize what we wanted, or we vocalized what we wanted, but we didn't hear what we wanted to hear, or the other person is not aligned on what we want, but yet we want to stay with them anyway because of a variety of reasons. Maybe we like them. Maybe we're thinking like, oh, maybe he'll change his mind. I say he because I date men, you know, but whoever you're dating. And so I think ultimately the way that we end up in them is by just not being afraid, or by being afraid of either vocalizing again what we want, maybe not hearing the answer that we want to hear, and like sticking around anyway, you know?
You live by yourself and you spend a lot of time alone. And like you said, like working on yourself and like genuinely getting to like know yourself.
Yeah.
How have you learned to enjoy loneliness? Because I feel like that's a big topic and a big fear of people that listen to our podcast is like, I don't like to be alone. And sometimes like out of distraction, we'll play a podcast to like be distracted or do something, be with our friends. But like genuinely, like, you have to learn how to be by yourself in order to like experience better relationships, better friendships, like everything. So how have you personally navigated your journey with loneliness and how have you, you know, worked on it?
I think I have had to be alone a lot. Mm-hmm. So I've had to learn how to enjoy it. And I think now I can say like, I love being alone. I need alone time. I love people, but people drain the shit out of me. I can't be around people all day. So it's not even something that I enjoy, but it's something that I need to feel good. But of course, like I'm not a robot. Of course, there are moments when maybe it's because I'm single. Maybe all my friends are busy. Maybe, you know, my family lives in a different country. Like whatever the reason is, sometimes I do feel lonely. I'm not a robot. Like, of course I'm going to have those feelings. I feel like those moments are few and far between because I have worked so much on the relationship with myself that I like love my own company. Like I drive myself insane some days, but for the most part, I love my own company.
Yeah.
And that has taken work. Like that has taken so much time.
It takes so much work.
But I also think, you know, I have friends that they don't like to be alone. Like they don't like to be lonely. And I think that's okay. Like, I think it's fine. However, I think just having the understanding that like you will feel lonely at some point in your life, whether you're in a relationship, whether you have a million friends, sometimes you're going to feel lonely in a relationship, you know, like, so I think coming to terms with the fact that loneliness is a natural part of life in some moments and understanding again that it's not personally, it's not particularly dangerous. It's just maybe sometimes something that I don't want to feel, you know? So I think what I would say to somebody who is scared to feel lonely for whatever reason is instead of looking at it as something negative, because if you think about it, truly, like loneliness is not, I know it has so many negative words like attributed to it, but it's not like inherently a good thing or bad thing. It depends on who you're talking to. I love being alone. Yeah. So for me, it's a great thing, you know? Same. But I think with that said, look at it as instead of something negative, like, oh my God, I'm going to be alone this weekend, or I'm going to feel lonely. What if I feel lonely? What if we looked at it as an opportunity? Like, what if we looked at it as, okay, I have this time and how can I fill it up?
Yeah.
You know, and truly just think about what have you been wanting to do that you've never done?
Yeah.
Why are you scared to be alone? Mm-hmm. Is there something that, can we read something new? Can we watch something new? Can we take up a new activity?
Yeah.
Can we be curious like with this time? And I think, you know, I think it goes hand in hand with like filling up your life as much as possible with things that you love so that you don't experience, you know, a lot of loneliness, but also understanding that you might feel those feelings of loneliness anyway and learning how to be okay with them.
Yeah.
And that's going to look so different for everybody. Like, so, and also just realizing like, you're going to feel lonely sometimes and it's going to be shitty and nothing is going to make it feel better. Mm. But guess what? Like, you're going to be fine. Like, tomorrow's going to be a new day and you were just uncomfortable and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything is temporary. I think that's super helpful.
Right. Like, there's no permanence in the feeling, hopefully.
Right.
You know?
And you're not going to be alone forever.
Right. Like, sometimes you need to just, like, sometimes I just have to talk to myself and be like, you're going to be fine, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been through worse. Feeling lonely a few hours on a random Saturday night when maybe I just, you know, sometimes it happens. Like, all my friends are traveling. Maybe I'm single. Maybe, you know, like, maybe I have no plans. Mm-hmm. And maybe that day I actually do want to have a plan because sometimes I purposely want to hibernate, but maybe it happens that I actually did want to do something, but I have no one to do something with. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Tonight's maybe going to suck a little bit, but like tomorrow's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. So what can I give myself tonight that is going to make me feel better?
Yeah.
You know, and just having the self-awareness of like, what do I need right now? That's what can I give myself?
I think self-awareness is a very like key word when it comes to loneliness. It's like, okay, like, it's not that bad, but what can we do to like feel better?
Yeah. And also if you know yourself and you know what you need to not feel lonely, sometimes that looks like planning ahead.
Right.
You know, and like filling up your week. Like if you're in a season right now where you're maybe feeling a little more resistant to feeling lonely, maybe you are feeling more sensitive to feeling lonely because sometimes I feel like we go through waves, right? Yeah. Then act accordingly. And like fill up your week, you know, like make plans, figure out like, okay, how can I fill up my time?
Yeah.
I think it's also sometimes like planning ahead, you know, for those moments.
That's super helpful. Lisa, thank you so much for this conversation. I want to ask you one more question to close it off. And it's a question that I ask everybody that comes on I Miss Me. And that is, what does healing mean to you?
I know I thought about this question and I could talk about this for hours. I feel like healing for me has been the messiest, hardest, but also most beautiful part of my life. But I also think it's my favorite part about my healing journey. I wish we had a different word for journey, but my favorite part about it is that I feel like it's never going to end.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm always going to be healing something new. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, the biggest thing so far that I can talk about my healing process has been, it's taken me from somebody who was truly so mean to myself. Like, I like to think I'm a very nice person to everybody around me, but I was so mean to myself. So it took me from that to being in a space of actually telling myself that I like deserve all of the beautiful things that I want and believing it.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at now. So
that's beautiful. Again, thank you so much. Where can people find you?
Thank you so much for having me. I am on Unwinding Podcast. That is my podcast. Sorry, can I speak English? You can find me on Instagram and on TikTok. I'm more fun on TikTok than I am on Instagram. And my podcast is called Unwinding. So
thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafe Ansures, and I will see you guys next week. With love, Mafe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right.
When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big.